Hey everybody, this is Albert Escobedo, your host for the Pet Peeves podcast. Just asking if you like my podcast, if you're enjoying the content and what you're listening to, become a sponsor. Find the link on the Anchor, the sponsor link on my Anchor website, and or on the SoundCloud website. Wherever you find the descriptions for these episodes, you can find the link to become a sponsor. For $1 a month, $5 a month, $10 a month, help the podcast grow. Thank you guys very much. Thank you for listening. Bye. Hey, everybody, what's up? Welcome back to the Pet Peeves Podcast, episode number 45. A very special episode, as they all are, but this one's extra special because we have the man, the myth, the legend, Darren Davis here with us. Darren, how's it going?
It's going great, brother. Thank you for having me on your podcast, man.
Hey, you're welcome, man. You're the original goon. It's about goddamn time. The original goon. How does it feel to have made it this long as a goon? The official goon.
Oh, man, it feels amazing, man. Just going through the process and the growth of being a goon from beginning to now has been, like, a true blessing just to, like, live through it and continue living through it.
I mean, I bet, dude. It's a true hero story. You know, you've made it through a lot of adversity. You got to get closer to the mic or move the mic closer to you. You're the one. You could take the mic out of that thing, too, if you want to.
Hell yeah.
Just talking.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Yeah, that's what I recommend. Move this. All right, awesome. We're getting comfortable is a big part of this.
Yes,
so Darren and I have been trying to record this podcast for like a year, but I've known Darren. He was one of the first friends I met. So we were talking about this earlier. He's a lot of first friends in the LA comedy scene. Why do you think that is? How come you're always the first person everybody meets?
Because I'm around and I'm outgoing.
Yeah, you do say hello to people, which is not everybody. You know, that's unique. Not everybody says hello.
Yeah, I like to say hi, say what's up to people, see how they're doing. You know, we'll get some in a comedy because it's always an interesting story. And you see each other around the scene, different mics, different parts of the town. And, you know, it's just cordially, what's up, how you doing? And the more you see that, the more you be familiar with each other, then, you know, a friendship just kind of just grows.
Grows from there. Do you remember when we met?
Yeah, actually I do.
When was it?
It was for a bringer show in the main room of the Comedy Store for a bringer producer lady, yeah. Rebecca O'Brien.
I remember Rebecca O'Brien. She was kind of not nice to me.
She could have her ways, but you know.
She was like, you're funny, but you don't know how to sell tickets. Learn how to sell tickets. And I was like, what? I was like, what about the just leave it at the you're funny part?
I had the same thing with her too. My first show.
Choking on the steezy.
Yeah, I am. But my first show I did for her at the main room. And I didn't have a problem selling tickets that day. I had a good amount of people show out. But she had one thing that, like, I had a good set. And the only thing she said, you're funny. You know, the crowd likes you. But you need to take the mic stand and put it behind you,
move
not
it.
Have it in front of you. And okay. I was like, okay, right, you know, okay. Like at first I was just like, man, fuck that shit.
Sure.
Like, why would you say that? And ever since then, like, I think of her when I move the
and
mic
you move
stand.
It. I fucking move it. Yeah. I move it out of my way, even out of like habit or instinct or whatever, but I don't want anything in front of me, you know, or next to me, really. So move that shit. And then you're also like interacting with your environment. If you ever taken any improv or acting classes, they tell you to interact with your environment.
I've taken one like improv class and I feel myself die inside.
I took some at the Second City in Chicago and I felt a little bit just out of place. I wasted my money for sure. I should have spent my money on something else.
It was actually free because it was at Next Stage on La Brea and Sunset.
Yeah. Another old stomping grounds. That's another place where we used to hang out, get fucked up, tell jokes.
Before like around 8 o'clock or before 8 o'clock, I say around like 6 o'clock, 6:30, they'll have an improv jam on Mondays.
That's right.
And if you was one of those people who didn't want to wait around the Comedy Store, see if you're going to get up at Kill Tony and you actually want to utilize your time and try to find other places to get up, that was a great place to hit, which wasn't far. And they had their own like free improv.
And it was people that, who ran it?
I know Jasmine Lee was a big factor in it. The guy who ran Next Stage was like the guy in the back.
The Berubians guy?
Yeah. Mm. And a professor from like USC. I forgot his name.
No shit.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a fun space, man. They let us pretty much do whatever we wanted.
That was one of the first places I got to host a show because Kenny didn't show up. Kenny was like the host and he didn't show up, so they asked who wants to host, and I hosted one of those like 15 comic shows.
I remember, was that for Laura?
Oh yeah, I think it was for Laura. Colquinn and Colin.
I know you're talking about Tommy, the old Tyler coordinator from the Comedy Store.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sit in and watch people.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, I remember that.
Those were fun, dude. That was like, we had been at Next Stage for a while though, before Tommy started coming there. Because what, Laura worked at the Comedy Store before too, right?
She did.
Yeah, she was a waitress or something. She something got kicked like out or some shit like that.
Some of that nature, but I'm not too sure of like the whole story. But no. I just know like something went down and being asked to leave from times, and it was just like, it was like a island of misfit toys. Next Stage was on certain nights, because so many people were getting kicked out of the Comedy Store or other clubs, and that was like the one place you could be, that or Marty's.
Yeah.
So that's where a lot of people would like gravitate towards.
No, I had a lot of fucking fun there. I didn't really hang out at Marty's too much. This is like 2015, 16, 17 that we're talking here.
Yep, the good old days.
Yeah, the good old days, man. That's when I first, like, I think I met a lot of people at like Rock Paper. I was going there, like Rock Nerd Paper
Coffee.
And then, but I guess it always was around the Comedy Store and the Ballet Room and the Show Up Go Up. And then everything after that, like everything outside of that, we'd be like, oh, I remember you from this and you from that. But I remember you because you were fucking young, super young, and I felt old already. I already felt old, but you never treated me old. You would like invite me and talk to me, and I was just like, all right, it's cool, young dude. And then started hanging out with the same people, and then the garage mic came.
Yeah, because Victor was expecting his first child.
So he couldn't be gone all the time. So he solved that problem.
Yep.
He made the ruckus in the alley behind his house and probably drove his wife crazy or his baby mama.
He drove his neighbors crazy for sure.
Epic shit, man. Those garage mic days. Anybody who was around for those like first garage mic days when everybody was showing up and everybody would hang out.
It was like 50 people. Yeah, 40, 50 people.
Would be on that list and it would be a fun time, but it was a rough room. That was hard. It was a rough room. Remember he was doing booked shows there? Like booked fucking like opener, middler, yeah, headliner, feature act show. Yeah, shit like that. He had like
book spots. And then I really liked when he took High Tonight Show.
Oh, yeah.
And made it part of Garage Mic before the open mic started. That was a good time. Hang on.
She's going to eat the dog.
Couch chilling, drinking some Michelob Ultra, some real redneck beer. And it tastes pretty good.
Hey, like, we love the Michelob Ultra. It's like I could drink as much as I want. I'll never get too drunk. And that's all I need. I won't have a hangover. I'll feel great.
That's good. That's good. I wouldn't.
I do like these Negro Modelos though.
Oh yeah, Negro Modelos. I love those. Those are my favorite ones. I get like a certain look from certain people when I order the Negro Modelos. Like when I check them out at the cash register or at the counter, they'd be like, this motherfucker knows what's up.
And he knows
like,
how to drink.
Yeah, yeah. I really like those.
It tastes so good. It's like if you know your coffee, you know your beer. But my, I drank a lot of Modelo, even the regular Modelo, a lot of it. And my mother-in-law told me that she believes that there's an addictive element to Modelos. Like there's some chemical in there that makes you addicted to them, so you can't stop drinking them. That's what she says. And I was like, I just think that everybody's an alcoholic and just can't stop drinking no matter what. So we just had to accept it. But because of that, I've been drinking less Modelo because they were here for 2 weeks. And we've been drinking Michelob Ultra because that's what they drink. And I like them, man. They're refreshing.
Some real country Bama shit, Michelob Ultra.
Mexicans and country people have a lot in common.
Yeah, you know they do. Yeah, they do. Because, okay, for one, y'all love horses. They love horses. They basically like jack the swag when it comes to being ranchers cowboys. And cowboys and
caballeros.
Yeah. And a lot of those people like country music and certain Mexican Spanish songs have like the same vibe to it, same beat.
I know what you mean. It's like a country ass fucking story. And a caballero is a horse guy, a guy who rides horses. A vaquero is a cowboy. But like, what do you think of when you think of a cowboy? A guy on a horse or a guy actually herding cows? Or a guy that does both?
Both. A guy that rides a horse, a guy that fucks cows up and like do the lasso thing.
I thought you were going to say a guy, something that fucks cows.
No. Fucks like, cows nah. up. Fucks cows up. Okay. Does a lasso, ties them up, hog tie them.
Rodeo.
Yeah, definitely rodeo guys. Outlaws, westerners.
Guns, quick gun, quick draw.
Quick draw, McGraw. Those kind of guys. Like the vigilante. vigilantes, the bandits. Like, I don't really think, or like the unsung hero. That's what I think, and it's really just Hollywood bullshit cinema. I mean, like, when I think of a cowboy.
What's his name? Wayne? John Wayne?
John Wayne.
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood ass motherfuckers and shit like that.
Those aren't cowboys. Clint Eastwood may be a cowboy. No, I'm sorry. John Wayne.
But yeah, John Wayne's for sure a cowboy.
They're like, no, but I guess they're like Johnny Law, right?
Yeah, they're like, they're not like outlaws.
No, they're the good guys.
They're the good guys to the bad guys. Like the bad, they're more righteous than the bad guys, but they're just as like
so they live by menacing. Their own rule.
Yeah, they're just as menacing.
They're like Batman.
Yeah, they're basically Batman. Like, I'm gonna fuck with who fucks with other people or who like cross me and that kind of
some
sense.
Revenge shit and yeah. Some like honor shit and some like save damsels in distress
I'm gonna
shit.
Die in the sunset, you know, go riding guns ablazing and shit like that.
That's dope though. That's a hero's quest.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. And like cowboys also was like a derogatory word for black people because they couldn't like it was almost like almost against the law for a black man to ride a horse.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think that that was in the movie Django.
Yeah.
That they couldn't believe they seen a black dude on a horse.
Mm-hmm, they said another word for it. And yeah. Also with how black people try to establish themselves and distinguish themselves in the Western part of the country, like they were still being put down and looked down against, like they're like, you're not as good as a white man even if you're free.
Sure.
So like that was like, you're a boy and it's like cowboy, like I'm probably like, there's a lot like deeper into it, but that's just like
that
the
makes
surface
sense. I can see that
level of it.
Well, this is the Pet Peeves podcast, so we're talking about cowboys. I guess it makes sense we're talking about somewhat animals.
I love cowboys, man. I grew up going to rodeos, like black rodeos. Yeah, Bill Pickett rodeo. Yeah. Every year in the summertime, like in July, it was the black rodeo, and it was held in Burbank, California.
No shit.
And a lot of black people show up because there's a lot of like black cowboys out in Crenshaw. There's a lot of horse stables in the middle of this city.
I heard that there's a lot of horses in like Compton.
Yeah.
Like for little farms.
Compton Cowboys and stuff like that.
That's true?
Mm-hmm.
I know my students were telling me about it. And it's just like people live in Compton and they have farms.
Yeah, they have horses and shit. Like stables and shit like that. And every year they'll have Bill Pickett Rodeo. They'll travel. So like they have like one stop in L.A. They'll have like another stop like in Texas, Georgia, and stuff like that. It was like a traveling rodeo.
That's awesome.
And it was like on the weekends. And a lot of celebrities would come out. Like I saw Debo there.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. the Tiny.
Lister.
I saw like Buffalo Butt from Good Times. No the shit. Super. Yeah, that's I saw hilarious. Him. I saw Layla Lee. She was one of the ceremony people that opened up the ceremonies and rode around the track. And they like I saw all kinds of shit. Like people.
When was this? You were like a kid?
Yeah, like I went to the
LA. LA. That's something yeah. People from the podcast need to know. Darren's actually from Los Angeles, unlike probably 90% of the people on this podcast.
Yup. From the Valley, Arleta, 91331. And the Black Rodeo is just such a sick ass thing to see because you don't get to see like those kind of animals in the city. And also seeing black people come together. And like they'll have certain food, like they'll have like Southern food out there. They have fried catfish, red snapper, like imported here.
So it's like a huge cultural event.
Yeah, it was a huge cultural event. And
that's amazing. And they don't do it anymore?
They moved it from Burbank to a place called the City of Industry, which is a little bit further outside of LA, a little bit towards San Bernardino.
And what was it like in an arena?
Yeah, it was in an arena. Like they had the relays where people were like barrel races, racing around barrels with horses and
awesome.
Shit like that. They'll have people like lasso cattles you had to like tie them up and like put them on the ground, tie them up in like a certain amount of time.
And the bull riders,
bull riders, the bucking broncos and shit like that, and just seeing people get bucked off and it was just such a event to see with like all these
so
animals
novel.
And stuff like that. And just like the smell of it, like all the horses and like the shit and stuff like that. Like I
the
really
zoo
love
smells. Yeah, no shit. No, it's a good ass time. And I think people don't appreciate it's all revolving around animals, the cows, the horses, and the people's relationships with them. Just to keep it on Pet Peeves podcast standards. What did you think about how they treated the animals? Did you feel like anything, like, did you want to have a horse? Did you want to be a rodeo guy?
A rodeo guy, not necessarily, but I did enjoy horses. My dad had a couple of buddies who rode in the rodeo.
Oh, sure, okay.
And
that's why you were there?
We went anyway. Like, oh, okay. It'll be me, my dad's friends, his family, another one of my dad's friends and their family. So it was like a bunch of families together. And then after the rodeo, we'll kick it with like the participants and like have cookouts and stuff like that and kick it and chill and drink a little bit more. And it was such a good time. And they'll also infuse like black culture into it.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
So they'll have like certain
Southern
shirts.
Food and Southern music and shit.
Yeah, they'll sell like, that's when I found out about the Negro League, because they'll sell like Negro League baseball hats and baseball shirts. So like that was the thing. Like every year I got to get a Negro League baseball hat.
Okay.
And the Homestead Grays was like my favorite one. Josh Gibson and people like that. Josh Gibson like hit like the most home runs, but because he was black, they didn't really tally them.
Really?
So he probably like hit more home runs than Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth, shit like that. Before they were allowed to have the records.
Yeah, and I think he was like one of the only people to really knock it out of the park, like Yankee Stadium, shit like that.
There's no movie about this guy, just Jackie Robinson?
Because Jackie Robinson was the color, like he broke the color barrier. So like,
yeah, they said he was like a company man. I was listening to some story about Jackie Robinson. They chose him because he was least likely to like talk shit.
Or like retaliate.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, like, you know.
That there were other players that were better.
Way better.
Yeah, but they didn't want that. They didn't want the really good players.
They're like the That's Bingo Traveling All-Star. I think, I forgot what that movie is actually called. It was like Bingo Traveling All-Star. I believe it's a Richard Pryor movie, and it's about the Negro Leagues. It's a real good movie if you guys ever like want to check that out.
Fuck yeah.
And like with back to like the horses, I started riding horses.
No shit.
When I was like 9, 10. I go out to Cane Country over there in Santa Cruz Valley and ride this horse. My dad would ride the other horse. And I got bucked off the horse like at a young age, and I had to get back on it. And it was like, I felt like such, like it was such an empowering moment. I was like, I heard like when you fall off the horse, you got to get back on that horse. Like my whole life. And I was like, this is my moment. I like, I fell off a horse. I'm getting right back on him. And I'm going to make him buck again. Because I was stupid like that. Like I was like, I wanted it to run fast. Because I wanted to like be like a horse racer.
For sure. You wanted to do what it do.
Yeah. And like.
Pedal to the metal.
Yeah, exactly. Horsepower. And when you like made it run too fast.
It's hard to
It'll
say
start
on.
Bucking.
Hell yeah.
And I
no,
got bucked off.
I never sprinted on a horse before because it's too dangerous. I was afraid.
I used to love
you're
just
fucking
like.
Crazy.
Yeah, they
That's
are crazy.
That's why you're the original goon. No, you're crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't know how to ride, but you want them to sprint.
Yeah, I want them to sprint. I
didn't
like
know
eight,
how to ride,
nine.
So I was happy just like trotting.
Nah,
I was like,
I want
a little like gallop is okay, but because I know it's hard to hold on. And if they throw you off, you could fucking break your neck. Look what happened to Superman.
Oh, yeah. Christopher Reeve.
Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, it was hard. Like, I used to love going behind, like, waiting, like, because they'll be in, like, the stables or, like, that little cage that they be in.
Yeah, but the corral
be,
or whatever.
Yeah, like, the big circle one.
Right.
And I wait for them to get to the edge of, like, the gate so I could, like, climb on top of the gate and smack their ass and make them run fast.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah! And that could have bucked me in my fucking face, but... Yeah. I was like that, but I did it. I really liked and respected the animal, even though I did that.
No, it's fun. I took a class in school where that was the only time I rode horse. No, my uncle had a farm, and I would ride with them a little bit, but I was so little, I barely remember. But when I was in college, I took a horseback riding class, and they used to give us a stick, like a little whip stick, because
mm-hmm.
the horses were stubborn.
Yeah.
Like, you would try to make them turn left or turn right, and they would just do what the fuck they want to do, because the horses were like 24, 25 years old. And they were training horses for people like me, brand new students who never rode horses. So these old horses were just like angry, you know, they're just annoyed by me. And they would give us a stick to whip them. And I'd feel bad, but it worked, you know?
Like training a horse or breaking a horse is like really like bordering, teetering the line of animal abuse because like there was like a Disney, like a, I don't know if it was a Disney movie, but it was like called Stallion. And it was about this horse.
Sounds right.
And it was
Black Stallion, isn't that?
I don't know if it was called Black Stallion.
Black Beauty. There's another movie called Stallion.
Something like that. I think it was just called Stallion. And it was like same people who I think they're like the cavalry who like fought against the Southerners. It was like around that era.
Okay.
And like this stallion basically got captured by them. And wild stallions are fucking insane.
Wild. Yeah.
And for them to break them. You have to
spirit.
Like you have to like really like fuck them up, like ride
spirit?
Them.
Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, there you go, spirit.
Yep.
You had to mate like
it's like a dog. Like,
yeah, and it was
you gotta assert dominance because they're males and they're strong and they're aggressive.
Very.
So you gotta take their balls, but unless you're trying to breed them, but if you're not trying to breed them, you still gotta break them.
Yeah, you gotta.
And
like,
some, they'll fucking break them for a long ass time.
Yeah,
they'll keep trying and trying and trying and trying and trying until it gets broke.
Same thing with like Seabiscuit, and they do the same thing with elephants in the circus.
Mm-hmm.
Like they fuck these animals up, like physically beat the shit out of them to the point where like they lose their inner like
their spirit,
animal,
their
yeah.
spirit,
their spirit. They're really,
their spirit,
they're broken.
Is, yeah, it's sad. But okay, so on both sides of the fence, like for something like the rodeo, where you're riding a horse, which must be broken, and you're fucking with cows or bulls.
Bulls too, yeah.
Yeah, that could hurt you, but we know that we have the upper hand, so it is like a game to us.
Yeah.
So it's like, it is cruel and unusual, but at the same time, it's like been part of our culture and our history for so long. Everybody has like animals being used for work or for sport or for play or for fun or for pets. Like they're just here for our enjoyment. I think it's hard for me to advocate like, oh, do whatever you want, kill animals, eat animals. That's not what I'm saying, but they are here for us, you know?
Yeah, because when you think about like the saying, like that's a dog's a man's best friend, but if you was to ask a dog if is a man your best friend,
it'd be a hard question to answer.
Yeah,
if a dog had consciousness,
like, I don't even like I kind of like obviously you have pets, but I kind of like look at people like, damn man, you're a piece of shit the way you talk to your animal. Like when they're not listening, you're like, hey, sit the fuck down, get over here.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Like don't talk to that person like that thing like that. Like it's just like, it's very like I don't get disgusted, but I was like, I kind of get like,
I know what you mean.
Like,
yeah, you shouldn't,
motherfucker,
it.
You better
yeah.
not ever talk to me like that. Like
it's funny,
it's
dude.
Crazy like that.
When I was in Korea, this is just, I was thinking about this the other day. They tell you like, you know, there's formal and informal speak in different languages, formal and informal, and they say that you talk to your dog the same way you talk to a child or a woman.
Yeah,
with complete disrespect. Like that's just horrible. But it's like the way that you talk to a dog, it does matter. Like you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't talk down to them. But it happens.
Yeah, it's basically you're talking to someone who you feel is beneath you.
Pretty
like
much.
You're not gonna be like, oh, like this dog could like pay for my house or something.
No, this dog just owes me.
Yeah,
that's what I look at. The
I
dog, you better
you.
Fucking,
like,
you better
fuck?
Fucking do anything I say anytime I say it.
And,
but if the dog had the choice to leave, I wonder if it would. Like, if I just opened the doors, left them all open, would she leave? And if she did leave, would she come back? I don't know.
I think she'll get lost.
She would get... Would she get lost? I don't know. She's been around. We walk her.
Yeah, but there's like...
She'd get hit by a car or some shit.
Yeah, some crazy shit like that. Like, there
swooped
was a...
up by a coyote.
I woke up one morning and there was a fucking... Another dog in my backyard. And,
oh, shit?
Yeah. And it was like... It was like an expensive dog. It was a schnauzer.
Okay. I like schnauzies.
Yeah. And the people who live above me have a schnauzer. So I was like, yo, you guys know who dog this is? And they're like, oh, we got to go look for her. Who's? I was like, hey, man, it's too early in the morning for me. But you go right ahead.
You go ahead, schnauzer
look
lover.
Look for this dog's owner. And it was a black one. So
okay. It was nice, obviously.
It was a nice dog. It was a little bit older.
How did you find it in your backyard at 2 in the morning?
Oh, it wasn't 2. It was like maybe like 7 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
And because the backyards that like, in the hills, like a lot of the backyards, they don't really have fences.
Okay.
Like you kind of could go through like 4 or 5 neighbors' backyards before you actually like hit
a fence.
Yeah, that you have to like, you can't go through it no more.
Hmm, okay.
So I guess like it was
the
one of our
dog just wandered.
Yeah, it was one of our neighbor, like one of our neighbors' dogs, and like I started seeing the dog more often as I was like taking like my afternoon walks around the neighborhood. I was like, that dog looks so familiar, and then I finally walked up to its owner. I was like, hey, did you just lose that dog a few weeks ago? And she's all like, oh yeah, we were so sad, we didn't know what we were gonna do. And I was like, oh, I'm glad the homie gave.
Do you know what happened? How did it get loose? Nothing, the story.
Apparently, because during Thanksgiving dinner, that's when the people who live above me told me that how the houses and the backyards work.
Uh-huh.
And I shouldn't even be saying this on a fucking podcast.
You don't got to.
No, but it's cool. Like a lot of them don't really have backyard fences. Like it's a lot of property. It's like it's very hard to like.
It all just blends together.
Yeah, it just blends together. Like obviously, like there's like a line in, drawn in the dirt. Like
sure.
You know, this is their property and shit
sure.
like that.
But other than that,
other
it's
than
like
that,
an honor
no.
system.
Yeah,
you can just walk through everybody's backyard.
Yeah, but why the fuck would you want to do
for
that?
No reason? No, I can't imagine. I'm not gonna go do it.
Yeah, and apparently, like he just kept going. And we're like the last house. We're like, okay, this is the fence.
Oh, he can't go nowhere else.
And we're like, I guess, like, because I'm at the end of the block, and apparently he was just like just lost, just like walking around, and that's when I found out. Oh, that's how that dog got into our backyard.
Hmm. Yeah, man, I feel sorry for dogs. I mean, at least, is there like heavy traffic in the area? Dog gonna get.
Yeah, because there's like a main street not too far. If we would have stayed, like, luckily stayed in the cul-de-sac.
What about coyotes?
They're like, because like the location, like up in the hills, like,
that's what I'm saying.
There's a lot of skunks, possums, raccoons, the fucking squirrels that's in the backyard, bro. It's like a colony of squirrels, and all they do is fuck with each other and chase each other and like eat the acorns off the tree that like fall onto my balcony, and like my balcony's wood, so it's like I just hear like ta ta ta.
You hear them?
Yeah, like I just hear it, and I was like, at first it was like tripping me out for like 4 weeks, almost like over a month. Like I'm like, is someone outside my door? Is someone like knocking on my door? Like I just hear like little like noises, and then like I hear them just like fucking each other up, like just like chasing each other, biting each other's like tails and stuff like that. And I'm just like, and they like be like right above me because like the trees in the backyard are like 20 feet.
So there's a lot of animals out there.
Yeah,
not like out here. I mean, we see squirrels, but not that much. Those unless you go to the park.
I hate those squirrels. Those squirrels they just trip me out because they're just like on one.
For
they're
sure.
Always active, just like. And for a week straight, it was like World War III in my backyard, where like they were just fucking fighting.
No shit.
Every day, every time I go outside of my backyard, it's like da 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 da.
Didn't you just move there?
Yeah.
You got a squirrel problem?
I did. Like, and I was like talking to my parents. I was like, "Mom, Dad, there's like a lot of squirrels here. I don't know, like, if they're gonna fuck with me. Like, they're always above me on the trees. Like, they'd be like crawling over the trees. I don't know if they're gonna like fly out and jump on my head.
They could.
Like, I was always just, but I was like, you know what?
Paranoid.
I was super paranoid, like overly paranoid. And then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna assert my dominance, and I'm just gonna be outside.
You're gonna break them like the horses.
I was just outside, and I was just like, I'm gonna stare at you, and you're gonna stare at me. We're just gonna be.
But they're ballsy.
We're just gonna be two motherfuckers staring at each other. And then like one of them, like ballsy, bro, one of them like actually was like eating an acorn and had its balls toward, like pointed towards me. And like it was like some big ass nuts. Like these nuts were huge. And I was like, damn, that's some big ass nuts. Like for a little ass
squirrel. Did you talk to him?
Nope.
Did you say anything to him?
Fuck no. I don't
remember when we were doing that show at the park and the squirrel ran up on Chelsea. Were you at the
I wasn't at that one.
Oh, you were on the other one. So at the next show, Chelsea was on it. And a squirrel ran right behind her head. You know, the wall for the show was right behind you.
Yeah.
And the squirrel ran right behind her, and she was recording her set, so she had put her phone up on the wall. And the squirrel ran right over it.
Oh.
Like, gave no fucks, stopped, looked at all of us, looked at Chelsea. Chelsea looked at it. It just stood there, and then it, like, kind of scampered away. Like, man, they're not, like, how... No other animal does that. No animals like run up to a group of motherfucking people.
Well, squirrels, especially in the city, when like they're around a lot of people and they be dating in the trash cans, especially around the park. Like I went to like two schools that like was infested with squirrels. Like I went to CSUN, who had an Instagram page for this called CSUN Squirrels, specifically for the squirrels.
Kids keep feeding them.
Kids feed them, and then like they're just everywhere, and like they're a part of the community. Like I said, they had like an Instagram page called CSUN Squirrels.
Jesus.
And then when I went to Valley College, there was a bunch of squirrels there, and they're very friendly. Like they'll walk up to you as you're eating, like as you're eating your lunch, they'll just like start like creeping up on you.
I don't like that shit.
And I was like, no, but and it's crazy because like there's like people that actually hunt squirrels and like eat squirrels, but it's not the city squirrels. It's like the squirrels that's like in the wilderness.
No, you can eat squirrel. I've heard of that. When I was a little kid, not that young, I was like a fucking 10 or 11 or whatever, there was some people we hung out with that were real redneck, and they would squirrel hunt and eat those motherfuckers. Then they all had like squirrel feet necklaces made out of squirrel feet and rabbit's feet, because rabbit's feet were like good luck. But then they had the squirrel feet too, just because they were crazy redneck people.
I'm cool off of that. Like I've hunted growing up. I had like my hunting license since I was like 12, and I'm not gonna like eat no damn squirrel. Like
no,
I hunted like maybe like it. Birds, like pheasant.
Pheasant's good.
Yeah, quail.
Quail's good.
Chucker.
Never had it.
Rabbits. I definitely hunted rabbits before.
Ate them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everything I hunt, I eat.
But not squirrel.
No. Like, I've never...
I think I've had squirrel. I'm not going to lie. It might have been rabbit.
I never had squirrel. I've had rabbit, raccoon.
Never had coon.
I've had, watch it there, but not
nah, raccoon. What about, what about like, frog legs or shit like that?
I never had frog...
Way to go.
I never had frog legs. I almost dropped the mic. I caught it between my legs.
You did catch it.
I never had frog legs. I've had never had alligator. I've had deer venison. I've had that before. But that's about all that I hunted, because like that was like about all that I wanted to eat.
You hunted gator?
No, I never had it. Never hunted.
Oh, gator. You said you didn't. My bad.
No, I wouldn't hunt no damn gator. Fuck that.
No, I can't imagine that.
I was like, I ain't got time to be fucking rustling, tussling, and
you have family out there in New Orleans, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So but you've been introduced to the gator. You didn't want to eat it.
My people don't eat gator like that. Like they don't hunt gator like.
I thought it was just normal. I thought people in New
they
Orleans
ate
just
gator
eat
before, but
gator.
Like. It's not something like we're gonna get around the table.
It's not just on the table.
And prepare like some gator and shit like that. See? But like we're seafood.
Oh yeah, I seen that you guys had like the oysters.
Yeah, oysters.
Right? Slamming oysters. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what I remember the video. It looked fucking fire.
Yeah,
you guys
oyster.
Had like the whole setup.
Mm-hmm.
That looked good. I remember now. You guys had everything. Yeah. What was that? It was like a whole block party?
So I wanted to feel special, and I had my graduation party the day before 4th of July.
Oh, okay. That's what
and
it was.
And I had a 4th of July. I had a graduation party at my parents' house, and then the next day, because 4th of July was on a Saturday, we had the 4th of July party at my parents' house, too. Okay. So we had, like, back-to-back parties 2 days in a row. And my cousin, I believe he had a birthday party, and that was his block party that I was at, and that was a cool one. They shot a music video, and
that's what it looked like.
Yeah.
The video looked like a music video.
Yeah,
like everybody was hyped. Everybody's having a good time.
Everybody was hyped. It was like over 200 people.
Yeah, like
a lot of
families,
food. Yeah,
tons of food.
A lot of families that I haven't seen. Like a lot of some people I haven't seen since Katrina, to be honest with you.
No shit.
And we had like hamburgers. We had shrimp, boiled crab.
So we all love animals when they're on the grill, when they're getting cooked.
Oh yeah,
we're all animal lovers.
I love eating fish. I love seafood. Seafood's like my thing. And also it's a process to like clean them.
Where's the best seafood in LA?
Shit, I have no idea. Where's the best seafood?
Where do you like to go for like? What do you consider seafood? We talking like sashimi? We talking like catfish?
Yeah,
grilled,
yeah,
fried.
Like, fried, really. Like, I don't really be doing that LA shit, like the calamari and the fucking, like, I barely got into sushi.
Really?
Yeah, I barely got into sushi maybe a few years ago.
But you like
ago.
Seafood. So yeah, what do you eat?
Like, fried fish, fried shrimp, like shrimp, fish, crawfish, mussels, clams.
Oysters.
So
more like American style, not Asian style.
Definitely not Asian style, not like that.
I didn't get introduced to no Asian style food until I lived in Asia. Like I never ate sushi, sashimi, none of that stuff until I lived in Asia. Like in Chicago where I grew up, seafood was like grilled or fried, breaded fucking fish, and it was delicious. But what they had over there was totally different and not at all what I was growing up on. And even like ceviche, what about that? You like that?
Yeah, I like ceviche.
Fish tacos, really shit like that? Mexican seafood?
Mexican not all of Mexican seafood, because they be like they do that undercooked that raw shit too with the shrimp.
Yeah.
Where they let the salt and the acid from the lime and everything.
That's ceviche. Like,
huh?
That's a ceviche.
No, but I'm talking about like the one that's like on top of the, like it gives you
like a fruit cocktail?
Like a gauntlet. Oh, yeah. And like it's on top of the rim of the drink.
Yeah.
Or the cup.
Yeah.
Like that kind of shit.
Yeah, like a cocktail.
Yeah, I don't fuck with that kind of shit.
I don't really like it, but I eat it.
Nah, like I was like, nope. And also, you gotta be careful eating seafood from other people.
For sure.
Like,
no, you gotta be careful.
I can't fuck with like a lot of people. Like, I can't just go around eating other people's seafood. That's not a thing. But I do enjoy fishing.
Oh, that's the next question.
Yeah, I do enjoy fishing. I like fishing for largemouth bass. Catfish is good, smallmouth bass.
So you're like an outdoorsman.
In a way, yeah, because my dad, he was in the military. And like I said, I've had like my hunting license since I was 12.
Yeah, I'm putting all these things together about you. You're not just a goon. You're like a goon cowboy.
Yeah.
You're like a Boy Scout.
I
can't say boy.
Don't be calling me no boy.
Exactly,
nah.
My bad. Two slips.
I think like, I wanted to be a Boy Scout, but I never got around to signing up. I went to a meeting, but...
Let's go fucking camping.
I go camping. I just recently got back into camping.
Yeah, you were traveling. I got too many questions for Darren. You were traveling over the fucking place. But let's go back to that. What was I just talking about? See, I've been...
Like, I do fishing. I do
fishing.
I went deep sea fishing in Mexico over the summer. And that was
deep sea fishing?
Yeah.
What were you guys fishing for?
Rockfish. We caught a bunch of mackerel because it was just schools of mackerel. And like that shit was just a, like, sounds I caught so, so many mackerel that.
How big is a mackerel?
I'm going to say like maybe like 2 feet, 2.5 feet.
Okay, they're what I think, and they're like skinny.
Yeah,
like
skinny
long fish,
and you like you grab them, and like they were like dog. They were on my line so much, I got tired of like just
like
catching
a rap line. These fishes on my line so much, I got tired of catching them.
It was like those parts where I just like I just put the weight in the water and just see them just attack the weight.
That's awesome.
And I was like, yo, we gotta get the fuck out of here. We gotta go to another part of the ocean
where there's less of them.
Yeah,
it was too crazy.
Yeah, because there was also like some white tuna and stuff like that. We had like our own like guide that like basically boated us or charted us out.
Sure.
Captain. Like, yeah, over like 12, like we went like 22 miles almost.
It was like people that all knew how to fish. It was just like
it was me, my boss at the time, and his father-in-law.
No shit. It was awesome?
It was amazing. Like, the ocean breeze, like, the ocean water splashing into your face as we're going.
The salt water.
Yeah, and, like,
big rods.
The rods, the fighting with the fish, trying to, like, get them up there.
That's awesome.
One thing I did see was the farming of fish.
Oh,
like,
that's
the pods.
You're talking about the ponds.
Yeah.
Pods.
Yeah. There was, like, and they were big.
Where'd you see those?
In the middle of the ocean. I saw, like, 50 of them.
How do they do that?
It's just, like, a net, like, obviously, like, I don't know how far down it goes.
Big ass net.
But it's like big ass like nets, big ass like basically like a pod, like it's like nets around that so the fish can't escape.
Right. So they like start out from far away and just bring the nets closer and closer and closer together.
No, people actually go out there and they just start plucking the fish out.
So they're breeding them in there?
Yeah, they're breeding them and everything. And they're also feeding them too.
But it's in the ocean?
Yeah, it's in the ocean.
Holy shit. I thought they always had them like in a building, like in a warehouse.
No, this was Rosarito, Mexico.
No shit.
So you had like, one, you had like the Mexican Marines, the Mexico, like the actual like government agency, like their version of the Marines out there, like protecting them. And then like you also had like the scuba divers that go and fix the nets and stuff like that. And then you had like these big ass ships that went and dumped a bunch of whatever kind of food they're feeding the fish. And then you have like a bunch of seagulls flying around trying to like get like scoop up some of the food that was like getting fed to the fish. So it was like 50 of them.
That's like, amazing.
Yeah, it was a lot of them.
I had no idea, man.
Yeah.
I had seen like a couple of whatever YouTube videos or documentaries where they like have salmon in a pool, like a above ground swimming pool.
Oh, wow.
Like in a big warehouse, they'll have like 20 of them. And that's where they're growing fish. I didn't know they had them in the ocean just surrounded by netting, which makes more sense.
Yeah.
Right? It takes up less space. It's probably cheaper.
It's more like free range in a way. Like,
sure,
like,
more free range. Yeah.
You're not like stressing them out. They're not like, oh,
in
where am
tank.
I going to go?
Yeah, they're swimming into the glass and shit. But so, here they're swimming into the fucking net.
Yeah, they're swimming into the net just like enjoying themselves as much as they can.
Is it wrong? You think it's wrong to do that?
I think it's over farming, definitely. Like, I don't want like no like something like I don't know what the word is, like they're like modifying these, like it's like
it is, because I know it's not the same.
Yeah,
it's different.
Not the same. Like, they're basically breeding them, like they like take the eggs out, take the sperm out, and create their own their own fish
species,
you know.
It's a domesticated,
yeah,
it's like a wolf versus a dog. It's not the same thing.
Yeah, like these fish ain't breeding naturally.
How do you feel about those crickets that I got over there? I have crickets housed to feed to my dragon. Is that the same thing?
In a way, yeah. That's why, like, one of the reasons why my dad didn't give me animals that you had to feed other animals to. He didn't want me to get a snake. And one of his partners that he worked with at his job used to sell animals, rescue animals and sell them. And one thing he wouldn't rescue was a snake. because you had to actually kill another animal to feed a snake.
To feed it. At least I don't have to feed like mammals to my dragon. I just feed them bugs.
But I did enjoy, like, I was the kind of kid in high school and middle school that would like give my teacher money to go buy a rat or a mouse to feed his or her snake, a python. And I used to love just watching like the snake eat the rat.
But you're an animal lover. Yeah, don't you have two? What are the two dogs I seen in your videos and your posts? Whose dogs are those? The two like big dogs.
Two big dogs?
It wasn't that long ago you were posting about them. You were at like a big house and there was these two dogs there.
I know, like, for sure.
Not
like
the schnauzer.
Not the schnauzer? Was it yesterday?
No, it was like a couple weeks ago.
I knew, I can't even remember, bro. Oh, those big-ass huskies?
Nah, they were like a pit bull and a German shepherd or some shit. I wish I could even remember. I can't remember. Remember. One of them was definitely like a bully breed, like a pit bull.
Damn, I cannot remember. I
know. But you don't have any dogs? You don't own any dogs your whole life?
I have. I've had two labs, one chocolate, one yellow. My favorite one, the yellow. And I had a mixed dog from my first dog from the pound when I was 7. But like my labs, I love my labs.
You had one when you were growing up?
I got I had one when I was like 9. I don't know how the hell. Like my dad just surprised me with the dog, and my mom didn't want him. And it was a very smart dog because he kept getting out of the kennel.
Yellow lab or what?
It was a chocolate lab, first one. And then when I was 11, I got like a purebred yellow lab, a show dog from Show Dogs.
Like it was an adult or you got it as a puppy?
I got it as a puppy. It was the dad and mom were show dogs.
Oh, okay.
And it was out in Bakersfield. That's when I first learned about the city of Bakersfield.
Okay.
And it was a yellow lab. I got him for Christmas, like a week or two before Christmas. And I named him Sparks for Bubba Sparks.
Bubba Sparks, the rapper?
Yeah, the rapper Bubba Sparks because the song Ugly. What was the song?
Ugly.
At the time, it was like, you're going to get ugly in here.
He have a song?
And he had the Miss New Booty.
I don't remember
like,
that
was like
one.
3 years. Like, I found you, Miss New Booty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bubba Sparks and the Ying Yang Twins. Dude. And then as I got older, I started smoking weed, and it was like, for Spark Up the Blunt.
Okay.
Like, come on, Sparks. Spark. Come on, Sparks. Let's go spark up the blunt. I'll just, like, blow spark. It in his face.
That's cool. That's
and
cool.
Go, and then he'll just, like, lay down. I'm like, then lay down. I'm like, hell yeah, dog. Or if he was, like, fucking shit up and just too hype, I say, you know what? I got to get this motherfucker high.
And chill him out.
Yeah.
It's funny. My friends with labs, it seems like people who have Labradors like to get their Labradors high.
I tried to do that with someone else's dog. Like, I blew, like, Kush smoke in, like, someone's Chihuahua. And, like, the lady had, like, a fucking straight, like, breakdown. She freaked out. She started crying.
She got mad at you?
As much as she could get mad at me and, like, freak out.
And
at
just
the same
be sad.
She was just very sad. She's like, oh, my God, who does that to an animal? And I was just like, what? That, like, first of all, why is your animal around me?
True. Don't you know who I am?
Like,
no,
shit.
I don't think it's a huge deal. It's really not. It's just weed. It's just weed.
It
it's
really is
deal.
Just weed. Like I've known like Chihuahuas that like accidentally
but
ate.
But you
got
to think like a Chihuahua is much smaller than a chocolate lab. That's the only difference, really. But like my dog, look at my cat. She don't give a fuck. We're smoking weed right now. It's. I mean, even if I'm blowing the weed in there directly in their face, they're not gonna get that high. And even if they get super high, worst case scenario, later on they have to be unhigh.
Yeah, real talk, like.
Everything high goes away. No one ever OD'd on weed ever.
Nope, ever, never. You just get really, really high. But
I used to work in the animal hospital, quick anecdote. When people would come in because their animals ate weed, that's usually when the animals would get way too high, right? Your dog picks up a weed brownie and fucking eats it. You know what we would do is nothing. We would let them sit in a cage and just be high for a while. And because they brought them to the animal hospital, we'd put them on IV fluids. But that's not really that necessary. If you just wait a couple of hours, they're going to be fine.
And how much did you charge them?
A bunch of money, man.
Hell yeah, I would charge the shit out of them. You stupid motherfucker. You going to bring a dog in that's too high?
Yeah, you're just
because you fucked up and left the weed around?
The best is when people don't want to admit it. Like, oh, we were just walking him and he found it in the grass. We're like, yeah, right. Okay.
I remember, okay, so my homie had a Chihuahua, a super fat Chihuahua.
Okay.
And he used to kick it at some grimy ass places. And he was like in an alleyway. And I guess somehow the dog got a hold of some meth.
Aye, aye, aye.
And like some meth on the ground and ate some meth and went to, he didn't know at the time. And when he went to the veterinarian, They're like, did you give your dog anything? Like, your dog didn't have anything, didn't take anything. I don't know how the fuck a dog could take anything, but he's like, no, not at all. He's like, well, your dog just tested positive for methamphetamine. And I think they're going to try and call, like, animal cruelty on him.
They could.
But he's like, no, I'll never do that shit. And he was, like, looking for crackheads for, like, the next 3 weeks, just trying to find which one, like, dropped crack around his dog.
You never know.
But it was, like, a fat chihuahua. And like,
it could happen, though. I kid you not. I used to walk I had a dog when I was in college, and I used to walk him. And one day, he's sniffing around in the dirt, and he's really sniffing. I looked down, and there's a bag of weed. And he found it, like, in the dirt. And it was good weed. It was fucking like dank weed. And I was like so fucking happy. It was like a movie. Dang. Like you never expect that to really happen. Like, oh, my dog found weed in the dirt. My dog fucking found weed in the dirt. And it was a whole nug, like a good half an eighth, you know, 2 grams maybe. And I was just so happy. You ever been like so happy? Like you ever found like a $20 bill on the ground? It was yes. Like when you really need it.
Yeah.
Like when you really fucking need it. That's how that felt. Thank you. I think that was Chewy, best dog ever.
Nice, yeah. I've also had frogs as pets.
No shit?
That's yeah, cool. I've had a crawfish as a pet.
No shit? That's weird.
yeah, because my mom worked at Burbank Airport for a little while, and you couldn't take those kind of things on the airplane.
So people would leave them behind?
Yeah, and she would just give them to me. No like, shit. Here's a pet.
That's then, cool.
Yeah.
I seen a video about a guy fishing in the LA River. Have you heard of this?
Disgusting.
But you know it exists?
In a way.
So there's like whole communities living off of this fucking fish in the LA River, that there's portions of the LA River that are like natural, like all overgrown with plants, and there's a lot of animal life and a lot of fish, and that they call them like gutter fish or whatever, like dirty fish. But
they're hella dirty. Like honestly, like the LA River, for one, LA doesn't have its like, the LA River is its own, like the only way LA has a natural water source. That's like the only natural water source we have. All the lakes around LA are man-made.
Right.
We actually stole our water in LA.
Oh yeah, Darren knows about the water story.
Yeah, from Orange Valley. We William Mulholland, who Mulholland Drive is named after, and Fred Eaton, one of like the first mayors of LA back in like 1900, went up to Orange Valley, pretended like they were fucking government agents for the Reclamation Service. And portrayed themselves as
bunch of liars.
That. And people thought, and at the time, the government was going to irrigate that land. So they were sending agents up there to survey the land and maybe make requests to like put in bids to buy it. So these farmers who had water rights to the Owens River unknowingly sold their land to Fred Eaton. And thinking that they're going to get a irrigation project, but the federal government left them hanging, said the greater good for the greater number, and said there's more people in LA, and LA is growing more, and it'll be less profitable to grow food. Like, this is like in the Mammoth area, like where Mammoth Lakes is and shit like that. And it gets really cold up there, so there's a good chance that these crops that they're going to grow and sell to the mining towns to the east of the Sierras were going to try to profit that way. Oh. Yeah, they're going to, but there's a chance that they will get freezed out.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it gets too cold.
Yeah, so Theodore Roosevelt was like, you know what, bro? I'm going to give L.A. the right-of-ways to build the Los Angeles Aqueduct, and like they're going to bring water over 200 miles away. And that's why we have the LA Aqueduct that brings like a plethora of fucking water all the way up north. And we also like, and after that, we just went aqueduct crazy and like added 7 more aqueducts.
Didn't one of them break? And that's where there's a lake in Palm Springs.
Yeah, like not something like that. That's what the Salton
like
Sea,
yeah.
The Salton Sea, which is like one. Disgusting. Like you can't like fish, you can't do anything there. Right, like it's like nothing like survives in
like
that
a
water.
Dam broke or a levee or
a
something.
A dam broke, like something like that. Like it was a mistake. It was like and they
and then
fucked
they
up.
Built a whole community around it, and then it dried up, and then there was a bunch of dead fish, and then everybody left, and now a bunch of meth heads live there.
That's why, yeah, that's the thing. It's the Wild West, bro. Everyone was trying to like. Get their
capitalize.
Own, like, yeah, capitalize on their own wealth and try and start their own towns and name their own towns after whoever the fuck ever and shit like that. And that's how, like, basically L.A. became
L.A.
How the
West was won.
Yeah, they basically, it's not about the, like, the gold or silver or anything else. Whoever controls the water controls the land.
Yeah.
So that's why LA is where it's at, where it shouldn't be.
But the question remains, you wouldn't eat fish from the LA River?
Fuck no.
What if
bro.
You were homeless and starving?
I'll get on EBT. Like, that's just disgusting,
they
bro.
They said, though, the reason why they fish is because there's nowhere to keep the food. Like, you get EBT, but you don't have a refrigerator or a stove to cook food. So, like, but with fish, you can just make a fire, put some aluminum foil, and cook that shit.
You can actually go with your EBT and go to Seafood City, get some fish.
And they'll cook it for you?
No. They'll actually clean it for you.
Oh, they'll gut it and clean it for
you?
But you could
do the same thing with the fire.
That's true.
But it'll just be like fish like that.
So you think then homeless people are what? Why do they fish in the river?
You know, it's really if they like they want to like self-sufficient.
Self-sustain.
And like self-sustain and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like,
people fish on like all the piers. Santa Monica Pier, Newport Pier.
It's disgusting.
Venice Pier.
Venice, disgusting.
To fish there?
And swim.
Why to fish, man? It's the ocean.
Yeah, but like all like okay, keep going further south of Venice and Santa Monica, and then like
El
over
Segundo?
There by our shit plant.
Chevron,
our shit plant actually.
What's a shit plant?
Like where all our fucking feces and like all the bathroom shit that you flush down your toilet, like the
sewage.
Yep,
it goes where?
There,
to Manhattan Beach, El like, Segundo over there,
Dockweiler over there,
Dockweiler.
Yeah,
no shit.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
That's why there's a big ass.
Lots of shit.
Yeah, that's why like it's owned by like Department of Water and Power.
Oh, I have seen those.
And that's how
big building signs.
Yeah, and that's where it's like right there, like our drainage system is like we have like the worst drainage system like out there. I don't know what motherfuckers are going through when like in the 20th century when they're like, yo guys, let's just like flush all our shit there, and like these oceans are just disgusting with like just chemicals that shouldn't like the waste from not just like our households but like. Companies, factories, and all that stuff. You
That's
know?
Sad.
So, like, no, I would definitely not. And then on top of that, we also had like the tsunami and the earthquakes that happened like in Japan.
Mm-hmm. And like brought all that radiation over
yeah.
here. Yeah, I heard that. You think that's real?
That the fish? It ain't far fetched. I'll say that.
Well, I mean, it's proven, right? They showed like the graphs of the ocean currents and how it would bring all the radiation to the fish, at least to the population of fish that migrate this way, where we fish, that we would be eating the radiated fish. But I mean, they're also eating all the plastic that we leave in the water.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
We're
like,
fucked.
I want my fucking straws back. Like, I want my straws back. Like, I don't like that paper shit.
Straw.
Like, fucking
it's pretty terrible.
Dissolving. I want my plastic bags to be
soggy.
For free. Like,
plastic
I don't think I should have to pay for something that's already made. So
it already exists.
Yeah, like who gave you? Like, how did you dump it on the consumer? How, Sway?
Yeah, I don't think it made any difference, right? People are just like, well, it looks like I'm paying for bags now. It's not like anybody's like. You see, very few people actually bring their. I have the grocery bags in my trunk to bring into the grocery store every time, and I forget every time, so I need bags every time. So it's just the same as before. I'm paying for it.
Well, bags also like. I remember like drug dealers. They didn't want to like. Because if you have a bunch of sandwich bags or like paraphernalia bags, like they could bust you for that.
Mm.
So a lot of people used to go to grocery stores and get the grocery bags and like tear off the plastic. Like one bag, you could like maybe like wrap up like a bunch of like eighths of weed.
Hell yeah.
And like drug dealers would just like use that and
just
put
use
them
a rubber
in there.
Band or melt it together.
Melt it together. Mm. Like that was like their thing. And I think that's why like the war on drugs. That's why we
you
can't.
You think they
have
got wise to that? You think the man got wise to that?
Fuck no. He's the reason why it's like that.
Well, you gotta be creative. You wanna be an entrepreneur.
True that, man. But
for sure.
I wonder where all that money's going to. Like what family's making money off of these bag taxes and shit.
I don't know what they do with the money, war.
But
I guess.
Don't think it's our government. Like it's not like a federal thing because if I go to like Las Vegas or like go to Nevada or Arizona, they don't charge you for bags. It's just a state of California law.
I know, but what are the, I mean, but the state of California has like all the cool shit.
It's the Schwarzeneggers.
What do they do with the money? I don't know. They save it for a rainy day. I don't know.
Nah, man.
They're not giving it to us. Well, I mean, that's what the stimulus money is for, right?
I don't know. We barely got that. What was that, $1,200 they gave us?
$1,200 like 7 months ago. It wasn't enough. We want more. We need more. Let's
give me my money.
No shit. I was going to ask you something else, and I forgot what it was.
Boo. No, I'm messing with you.
Well, I think it's interesting that you like to do all the outdoorsy stuff. And what about camping? Where can I go camping? Me and my wife want to go camping. We want to sleep in a tent and make a fire and bring food and shit to cook on that fire.
I like another like fake ass lake, Lake Piru. Okay. It's really good. It's not too far.
It's like up north somewhere, right?
It's not too far.
P-I-R-U?
Yeah, it's not too far up north. It's like...
Isn't that where that lady died? That actress?
Uh-huh. Rivera?
Yeah, the fucking Glee girl.
Yeah, she drowned there. That's
not scary.
Well, you know, there's life jackets.
People, yeah, there you go.
That's RIP to her. You know, I actually went to a junior college with her brother.
No shit.
Yeah.
I learned that she dated J. Cole. No, Big Sean.
Big Sean.
Diana, my wife was telling me like all that song's about
I don't fuck with you.
I was like, no way.
Yeah, that song's straight about her.
On the internet, like I was like, wow, I did not fucking know that, man. So many things I don't know.
Yeah.
Mentioning things I don't know. Go ahead.
She broke his heart.
So Lake Piru.
Lake Piru, Killer Kern River.
Okay.
Lake Isabella.
You can go camping out there?
Yeah.
What do you think? Because of COVID, they wouldn't shut something like that down.
They
right?
didn't. That actually like boomed during COVID.
Oh yeah, people like, want to do what I'm doing.
Yeah, people want to go to the outdoors. Like, I went to not Rocky Peak. It was like near Jawbone, like off of the where the 14 ends. Like, I was basically in like Kern County. I forgot what it's called, but it's over there, like by Jawbone, off of like before the 395. And I also went to Mammoth Lakes in July, and fucked up and left a cooler out, and like four bears came to our campsite and just fucked up the cooler.
What?
Yeah, and they just ate all our eggs and our bacon and
terrifying.
But yeah, it was terrifying. But what was weird is there was fresh caught salmon from earlier that day. And the bears didn't eat that.
They left it?
Left it.
That's scary.
Yeah.
They were like full because they already had like eaten that day?
Nah, fuck no. They probably looked at that. Like, that was like, they looked at everything before they ate everything. Like, they were like, okay, this is something over here. Like, what else is over here? It wasn't enough food for them, foods to get full. But it was enough food for them to leave us alone.
That's
like,
good.
Like, you know, they didn't come at us. Because there's a lot of bears. That's the one thing about like the Mammoth Lakes area. Mammoth is just all a lot of bears. And the crazy thing about Mammoth is that all that land is owned by the Department of Water and Power.
Really?
Yep. It goes back to them stealing that water from like 1900s. They just bought out all that land.
Do they have a dam or like electrical, water, electricity, hydroelectric
plants? Yeah, hydroelectric plants. That's how we get, this is how a lot of our energy is created.
That makes sense.
In L.A.
And then so they house the aliens, the hidden UFOs. They got them over there?
No. Fuck no. Like,
that's boring.
I hope not. I don't even, like... I was like, obviously, I don't think we're, like, by ourselves out here. But let them stay where the fuck they at.
Well, I was watching a thing today. This is totally obscure. I was talking about the Anunnaki. About an alien race that put alien DNA with human... Or with primate DNA and made humans. I'm like, well, it's now a theory. It's now a theory. People, horrible because theory. The UFOs
horrible
are coming
theory.
Back. Who cares? Because everybody's hearing about the aliens right now. The aliens are in the news.
That's not what they call themselves.
Who?
The aliens.
What do they call themselves?
I don't know.
I don't either. Glip glop something. That's in the news, man. So now all the crazy theories are now possible.
I'm going to be honest with you. If there is aliens out there, we haven't seen them because they don't fuck with us.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't fuck with us neither. Like, I was like, I'm watch out from a distance. I'm gonna keep y'all like
you guys
arms
still,
distance
yeah.
away. Get the
if
fuck
I have
out
the ability to not be tracked or traced or seen by you, I'm gonna be invisible. Like, yeah, I'm just gonna remain invisible. I was watching that video today, and it's all these crazy fucking theories. Some of it makes sense. Some of it makes no sense whatsoever. And it's like, it doesn't even really matter. It really doesn't matter if it's if it is aliens. If they're out there, if you're out there, let yourself be seen and known. Make a YouTube video.
Nah, keep your ass where you at. You know what I'm saying?
They're going to come down eventually.
No, they're not. They ain't nothing here for them.
Slaves. That's what the Anunnaki, that's what they say. Humans were made to be just workers, laborers. That's what humans are for.
No, we're just working ants, and they're the grasshoppers. What the fuck? Is this a bug's life?
It seems that way.
No. Nope.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Hope not, but...
Well, I don't know. Is it just, I don't know.
I don't even think if there was aliens, they're probably not even in space. They're probably underground by the core.
Or in the water.
They're in the core or the water. But I'm going to say the core.
The core is because it's warm. Makes sense. The underground people, oh, that's possible. I was also thinking that they could be in the water because you ever seen that movie, The Abyss?
Nope. I heard about it. It's like AYB or something like that. Or
it's ABYSS. It's just about they like discover aliens in the ocean. It's all about nuclear weapons. Like the aliens come out to destroy a submarine that carries a nuclear weapon. And they were saying all these aliens are coming around the United States and the other countries that have nuclear weapons. And it's like, all right, well, that's possible that they came down because we're suddenly able to destroy ourselves. But it's been like 50 years. No, it's been like 100 years or 80 years. Something.
I don't fuck with aliens.
Pets could be aliens.
Hey, what's up, doggy?
She could be an alien. She's a spy. The cat.
That'd be cool. That spy. I like cats that talk on like television shows like Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh yeah.
Hocus Pocus, Garfield.
Yeah, they're funny. Cats are funny. I mean, it's interesting to have a cat around the house because if you don't have a cat. This cat is like a cat is like this killer creature. It's like it just stalks stuff, or it's like you don't really know what a cat is. If you don't own a cat, you have like it's like a myth. It's like a bear or a lion. It's just like a weird animal.
Fuck a cat.
But then you have one in the house, and it's like it's just another animal, just like us. It wants to eat. It wants to sleep. It's annoying in the middle of the night. This cat, we have to lock the bedroom door, not lock it, but close it, because if we let her in the room with us, she is awake all night. She's like nocturnal. So all night long, she's fucking with you. She's like trying to play with your ears or purring in your face or trying to like just mess with you. Most annoying thing, but it's also cute.
I heard cats kill babies.
Kill babies?
Like they sit on their face and smother them, or like they place their tails under their noses.
It is a thing.
Like infants and shit like that.
The cat will sit on your face and it wants to breathe in your breath, right? Like that's what they said, the cats would steal a baby's soul because the cats want to sit on your chest or on your face and breathe in your breath, and especially if it smells like something they like. Babies drink milk, so the cats sit on the baby's chest and are trying to smell or lick the milk out of the baby's breath. So the olden times people thought that the cats were stealing baby souls. And it makes sense, because the cat, if you wake up now in my place, 2-3 in the morning, the cat's sitting on my chest or my wife's chest, just sniffing our faces. It's the weirdest thing.
Shit out of that cat. Like, no, like,
you're not. Hey, man.
I'm sorry. Like, if preach. I was to wake up and see a cat in my goddamn face, I'd be like, you don't do that.
Let me tell you how many times my wife gets mad at me because I throw the cat off the bed all aggressive because I'm mad. Because I'm trying to sleep, and the cat's on my chest, breathing in my face. And sometimes she's purring, so it's cute. And sometimes it's just annoying because I'm trying to sleep, and I'll throw her off the bed. And you'll hear her, like, boom, hit the ground. And my wife will be so mad at me, but I'm like, she needs to learn. She needs to learn that it's not okay. It's not appropriate.
I'm not a cat guy that much. Like I'm more of a dog guy. And cats, honestly, like, if you don't pay them any attention, they come to you. They like to be left alone, but if you're not giving them affection, they come to you. And like, I see how, like, this is so misogynistic what I'm about to say, but I gotta say it. Like how they compare cats to women. Like,
I can see it.
Like, if you don't show a cat any love, or if you just don't give it attention.
Play hard to get.
Yeah, play hard to get. Or, like, you can't. Like, if you was like, to be like, come here, cat. Come here, I want to pet you. And they'd be like, get the fuck out of here. It's like a thrill of a chase. And, like, it's a feline. And, like, cats are compared to women. Like, cats are compared. Like, when you think of, like, a cat, a woman's sexual organ, is like, a lot of the metaphors are.
It's like a cat.
A cat, a pussy. That kind of shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and dogs are like dudes, and cats are like women.
But I can also, see that a lot but also, cat, like dogs could be considered like women too, because like when they like talk about like the word bitch,
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, like I said, misogynistic. Female dog. But
I can see all the sides. Hang on, yeah, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm going to the bathroom.
Boo, leave me alone here with your cat. God damn it.
Hang out with the cat. Tell them where they can find you on social media.
Hey, what's up, guys? You guys can find me on social media on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat at King D City. K-I-N-G, the letter D, and City. C-I-T-Y. And my name is Darren Davis. Darren with A-N. D-A-R-R-A-N. Last name Davis. D-A-V-I-S. And there's a Darren Davis Sr., but that's my dad. So if you want to follow him, that'd be cool too. But this Pet Peeves podcast, pretty cool. Speaking about animals, being surrounded by animals. And at the end, we are animals. We're just not pets. Some people could treat us like pets and act like we're their pets and could degrade people like pets, you know? Like, I was just like, I just went on a tangent right now, like just talking to the mic by myself. But we're like it's the pet peeves. And it's like I said that, like, we're animals. Humans are animals.
Absolutely.
And but we're not pets. But there are times where humans try to treat people like pets.
No, we get, like, and it's it like, goes
and
both
it's,
ways.
And it's like when it comes to like when someone like that's like you treat someone like your pet is like a degrading word. When you call like a human your pet, like that's my pet, and like oh like a relationship, like a dude could be a pet to a girl.
Yeah.
And like follow them around like a puppy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like when they like those kind of metaphors. Like when you compare like humans to like pets, it's very like a disrespectful.
It is. It's degrading.
Yeah.
Well, nobody wants to be compared to an animal.
Loyal like a dog.
But it is not too far. I mean, people treat pets like animals. Or sorry, pets like people, and call their pets their fur babies. My wife is home right now. She's trying not to make noise.
Oh shit, Mrs. Escobedo, hey. What's up? Bags. Oh, and the cat and the dog.
They're happy that she's home. The pets are very, very excited.
What's
up?
What's going on? We're here with these jackasses. Nah, it's all good.
It's just us here.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, none of us, they didn't show us no love or affection. I was trying to get one of these dudes pizzas.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What kind of dog? Is that a wiener doggy?
She's a wiener dog and a rat terrier mix. What'd you get us? Cat scratcher?
Holiday cat scratcher.
Well, we can start wrapping up. We got a segment. Are you ready for the segment?
Yes.
All right. We kind of talked about it earlier. The segment is, how do you feel about eating animals? Would you ever consider being a vegetarian?
I'll do vegetarian like dishes, but I won't like, it's not like I'm not going to like give up meat completely. Like I'll give up red meat for like momentarily and yeah, just eat chicken and seafood, like practice, like have pescatarian like kind of practices, but as far as just giving it up altogether, no.
So you say like I was saying before, despite, or forget what I said before, I was saying like I've mentioned in the podcast before, if it were a law, would you follow the law or would you fight it? And you said that you would fight it, but that's fine. Say seriously though, although that you've made a healthy conscious decision to eat less meat, have you ever seen like how they treat chickens that you're willing to eat? Have you, does it make a difference? Like say you did some research and you saw the horrible conditions they keep chickens in. Do you think it would affect your decision?
I've seen them. I watched Super Size Me.
Oh yeah. The McDonald's.
Yeah.
One.
Freshman year.
The nuggets.
And it's like,
did it gross you out?
Like that? Nope.
That pink paste.
I continue eating. I don't eat McDonald's now, but I continue eating it. Up until like after high school.
It is what it is. I'm not judging you. I'm just
I couldn't.
What about farming your own animals? Do you think that's a good solution?
You'll probably treat them a little bit better, take care of them, but at the same time, people neglect their own pets. You know,
that's true.
So it depends on, it really depends on the person.
But you don't mind hunting and eating. What if it was a law that you have to just hunt your own animals? You would be all right with that? You still want to buy it from the store?
I like to have the option because like that's there's a thing.
What
like
if it's over, really expensive?
Over hunting is also like there's regulations to hunting. They you like every person like if even though I'm a hunter and I have hunted, like you can only get like one deer tag and how you kill a deer. Like there's like certain seasons where like it's just a bow, compound bow or a different kind of bow that doesn't have like those like. And then there's crossbows like season, and then there's a muzzle loading season where like you just like shoot it with like the where you feed the gun and the bullets through the muzzle with the gunpowder and everything.
No shit.
And
muzzle loaded.
Yeah. So like there's muzzle loading season.
I didn't know
there's,
that existed.
Yeah, there's a lever action. Like there's like different seasons to like how you take these animals and how many animals you could take within that season. And then there's like certain like breeds of deer that you could take at certain times. Like this might be like,
yeah, sure. Like if a certain breed is getting overpopulated, they'll try to focus on that one.
Or like around. Yeah, or like just like there's just certain times like the season's like maybe 3 months of the year. Like it's not like open.
It's not long.
Like,
yeah,
it's not like every like open season. Like there's like fishing season. Like you know, like for certain fish, like for like salmon, there's certain times that you can't catch them as they're like gonna like reproduce and spawn.
Sure, spawning seasons.
Like. Just like how food, like there's like food regulations, there's like hunting regulations.
For sure.
So, if you had to hunt, and like I mean, people who do hunt, that's not like the only thing that they eat.
Sure.
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like normally, like
no,
when
they
people
still gotta go to the store.
Yeah, when they prepare like their game, it's like a special thing. Like it's like something that they do like Christmas.
Sure.
Holidays, Easter, special. Shit like that, you know.
It's not every meal.
Yeah,
not every day.
Like, unless you're just like fucking balling wealthy, like.
Ain't. Or it's all they have to eat. Other way around.
Yeah.
If they have no other food.
Because if you think about it, like going like hunting the like pheasant is like a luxury. Certain kind of venison, like if you was to go to a restaurant and try and get some deer, that's a lot of money. Deer jerky, elk jerky, shit. Because like
it's
that.
Rare. It's hard to find.
Like and who then the time to take to clean it. Like, there's no, like, real, like, deer slaughterhouse.
Yeah, there is.
For, like, cows and pigs.
No. Not that I... Yeah, you're right. You don't think about things like that, but that's why it's hard to find and expensive, probably. Like, what, are you going to order a venison steak at a restaurant? Those don't exist.
Yeah.
And if it did, would you order it? Probably not.
It's going to be a lot of money. It's going to be, like 80-something, like $50, $60, $70. And that's just, like, for, like, a quarter pound, half pound, shit like that.
You know what's good? Deer jerky. Deer jerky is freaking good.
That's the one thing I really did like outside of eating deers and stuff like that. I like to keep like their antlers. That was like a pretty cool thing.
Well, that was that segment, and the other segment is do you don't own any pets?
Nope, I haven't owned a pet since I was like 24 or 23.
Got any pet health questions?
No.
Neither does anybody online. You know, I asked the pet health questions online and see if anybody has any, and no one had any. So I looked up some stuff online. And the only thing they were talking about online, like anything that was interesting, was about dogs smelling COVID. You know what I mean? Like how they have service dogs that like can smell if someone's about to have a seizure or if you have low blood sugar and you need your insulin shot. So dogs that can smell COVID. Sure.
Would
you trust it?
Fuck. It COVID depends. Dogs. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you. I want to know how they got that dog to smell COVID. Same way I want to know how they get dogs to like smell drugs. I heard like they hook them on the drug and they're just fiending for the drug. And that's why they're just looking for coke and heroin because they're trying to get their next fix.
Don't they just like make them smell the drug and then give them a tennis ball? Like positive reinforcement?
I thought they give them the drug first.
I think you're thinking of a different kind of experiment.
And then
That would be.
They let the dog be like, and the dog's just like forever.
The tweaking
like,
dog.
When it wakes up, it's just looking for some heroin. When it wakes up, it's looking for some coke.
They just make them fiend.
Yeah, so it's just fiending for something. And then like that's why they're barking because they're like they're so happy that they finally got like
got
some
this
good.
Stash.
Yeah,
but maybe they wouldn't want to tell their owner. Maybe they would like keep it secret and pretend they didn't find it so they can eat it all. And they'd be like, nothing to see over here, and then gobble it all down.
Yeah, fiends. You just can't keep them in the evidence room.
Those are all our segments, Darren.
Cool.
You got any shows coming up? Anything?
Hell no, I ain't got like COVID. Has COVID killed the comedy everything? Career, man. Like I'm still funny. Like I still like write.
We had a show
jokes online.
We had a show in the park a couple weeks ago. That was fun.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody had good sets. You had a great set.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for putting that on and reaching out and asking me to do it.
Parks and Recs.
It's really hard to do stand-up shows. And like at first, before the second shutdown, like halfway into the first shutdown, people were getting more comfortable being out in parks and socially distancing. And then now that the numbers are going up, people are...
They don't want to do anything.
They don't want to go even to a park or be outside. Yeah. So that's definitely difficult unless you want to just do Zoom shows and be in front of a green screen or yada yada. But there are people... No. There are people, though, because I just transitioned more into becoming a filmmaker.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're doing more directing, cinematography, you're working with your drone.
Yeah, there's more people that are willing to like get content out there, and a lot of companies need things filmed, and it's hard for them to get filmed, so they are more willing to like look at a guy like me and give them an opportunity.
Absolutely. It's a real skill, you know, being able to film, produce, direct, edit. Those are real skills, so that, you know, you're working on those and building those is great for everybody's career. So maybe COVID, you know, everybody will look at it as a positive at some point where people had to diversify, learn new skills, become better at other things.
Yeah.
And I see that. I like your growth. I like that you stay ambitious, that you stay creative, that you're always doing new things, working with different people, not just comedians, not just comedy, but then you stay, you know, relevant, and you're at the store. You said you were there last night.
Yeah, filming for Celine Pink Fox for her podcast. That's going to be on Tuesdays.
And shit like that, man. Just staying here. You're doing the Pet Peeves podcast. Just staying busy.
Love the Pet Peeves. I've been meaning to do this Pet Peeves podcast
for so long.
Exactly. And, I also noticed like my growth because if you also like listen to other podcasts I was on, not many before this, I didn't talk that much. I was very like reserved.
Really?
I was very quiet. Like the host had to carry the whole conversation and shit like that.
Oh no, dude.
But this I couldn't imagine a little bit better. I was actually shy. Like when I first started doing stand up and.
Everybody didn't talk that. Everybody talks more now. Everybody talks more now than whatever 5 years ago. So that's good. I mean, coming into our own and the goons all figuring out who they want to be, and you know, Goon Squad podcast. We're coming out with new stuff as soon as everybody can get together again. Trying to deal with COVID the best we can. But Goon Squad comedy podcast, comedy content coming out. YouTube videos, Twitter, Instagram, Niles reaching 10K followers.
Shouts out to the goon, Niles Abstin.
And if you guys don't see Arthur's Shut Your Ass Up, his is at 15K views on YouTube.
Shouts out to Arthur Hamilton, another 91331 goon, Pacoima, California, stand up. Arlita, stand up.
Yeah, check out their episodes of the podcast. We had Yema on, Victor on, Niles, Arthur, now Darren, Caesar's episodes, even Long Lost Goon, Roger. Just seems to be, man. Pet Peeves podcast evolving. Stan, keep going during COVID. We got to keep making episodes. So thank you guys for sticking with us. Thank you, Darren, for being here. Pet Peeves podcast. You can find us on Twitter at Pet Peeves Pod, on Instagram at Pet Peeves Podcast. You can find me, Albert Escobedo, at Albert M. Escobedo on Twitter, or at Albert Escobedo on Instagram. Send us any pet questions. Send to the Gmail, petpeevespodcast@gmail.com. Check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Anchor, what else? SoundCloud, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and all the others. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you for listening. Darren, one more time, thank you for being here. Check us out on the next episode.
Score.